Labor has launched a national campaign to organize workers at Walmart, America's largest private sector employer. It's a high-stakes fight as the United Food and Commercial Workers Union takes on a multi-billion-dollar company with nearly a million employees. The union says Walmart workers are exploited. Walmart says its employees are offered generous benefits, unique in the retail world. The UFCW started its organizing drive in Las Vegas, a fast-growing, union-friendly city where Walmart is expanding at a brisk pace. From Las Vegas, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
More than a million customers pass through Walmart's 3,100 U.S. stores every day. Critics have long complained that the company's phenomenal growth is pushing smaller stores under and promoting sprawl. But the company counters by pointing out that they've created good jobs for local communities.
I always had heard that Walmart was a good company to work for.
With images of employees, associates as the company calls them, smiling and doing the Walmart chant, their multi-million dollar ad campaign paints a picture of worker management harmony.
It's like a big, happy family.
I love coming to work every day. How many people can say that?
Walmart is a great place to work for anybody.
Some Walmart workers, however, tell a very different story.
We're asked to smile every day and say hi to our members. And in the morning, they make us do these meetings where we do these cheers and everybody thinks we're having a good old time, but we're not having a good time.
Wearing a Star Wars t-shirt and jeans, Ron Bush looks younger than his 30 years. He's attending a clandestine evening meeting with organizers from the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Over soda and sandwiches in a small casino hotel room, about 20 workers ask questions, strategize, and share notes. There are 14 Walmart, Sam's Clubs, and Supercenter stores in Las Vegas, with plans for several more. This Sam's Club employee, who asked that her name not be used, says substandard wages are just one reason she's supporting the union drive.
It's the way people are treated, it's the lousy benefits, it's intimidation tactics, it's just totally unfair, and it's wrong.
Las Vegas, the nation's fastest growing city, is also a fiercely pro-union town. The booming casino hotel, restaurant, and construction industries are overwhelmingly unionized. So are its supermarkets. So while the UFCW won't admit it, this is their Waterloo with Walmart. If there's anywhere the union should be able to make organizing inroads, it's Las Vegas. Veteran organizer Harold Embry leads a team of some 20 UFCW organizers, all focused on the company. Embry says Walmart's continued growth will eventually push union workers into a race to the bottom.
If you take a job that comes in and you cut the market share out of a job that's paying $15 an hour and put the market share in a job that's paying $8 an hour, something happens. There's just only so many grocery dollars to go around. So what the whole fight's about is not a fight just to protect the unionized jobs that are here, but to protect the standard of living in this whole community.
Walmart's beginning wage of over $7 an hour is on par with the starting union pay for supermarket jobs here. But after 2 years, Walmart pays 25% less than the union shops, where experienced cashiers and others make $15 an hour or more.
Good morning. May I have your card, please?
At one of four Las Vegas area Sam's Club stores, Walmart's national spokeswoman, Jessica Mosier, offers a guided tour through the massive discount warehouse. Pallets are packed, some floor to ceiling, with everything from TVs to toothpaste.
Sporting equipment, where you can come and get your oil change, your tires serviced. Pharmacy, 1 hour photo, get your photos developed.
Mosier says with competitive wages, health benefits, and profit sharing, most associates like things the way they are. 32-year-old Israel Sanchez works in the produce department. He says he's against a union because the company's open door policy with managers works.
We don't need the union because I don't feel that we need someone to speak for us. I feel that we could speak for ourselves, and why should we pay the union out of our pockets when you have management, you can go talk to or go above them and talk, and they hear us, you know, and that's what I really like about Sam's Club.
Sanchez is the kind of worker the UFCW needs to reach, and his opposition underscores the union's enormous challenge. Walmart has deep pockets, and the union has completely failed in recent attempts to organize certain departments at Walmart stores in Florida, Illinois, and Pennsylvania. Their only union election victory was a small one, a dozen meat cutters in Jacksonville, Texas. Walmart's now challenging that election before the National Labor Relations Board. And the UFCW's past efforts to stop Walmart from expanding isn't making their job any easier. The union's alliance with anti-sprawl groups is now haunting organizers. Walmart worker Margie Neese is skeptical the union is really on their side.
When we were going superstore in this town, the union fought so hard to keep us out. And now they're wanting to take us under their wing. Yet, what's the signs around town? You know, don't shop Walmart or Sam's Club. Is that the good of the work of the people that's working here now by telling people not to shop in where we work? They need to change the attitude and their way of dealing.
59-year-old Kathleen Sellers has worked at Walmart since 1989. She processes damaged and returned goods. She says her biggest concern is that a union would undo special perks, like Walmart stock purchase options. Walmart matches 15% of the first $1,800 in annual employee stock purchase.
After 12 years with Walmart, I had enough money set aside to help two children buy two new homes. And that's a great feeling for me when the kids come, Mom, I don't quite have enough. Can you help out? I'll sell some stock. The opportunity is there.
But most of the Walmart hourly workers can't afford to buy any stock. In a sign the company is worried the union's gaining a foothold in Las Vegas, Walmart managers are helping organize Vote No on Unions committees. They're also requiring workers to watch a series of company videos with actors portraying Walmart employees, all talking about the perils of unionism.
You see, management recognizes our associates. We know that our associates' ideas are a good. Russell, you know of any union that works like that?
Of course not. All unions we're getting is taking a cut out of my pay.
Walmart has also brought in labor experts from its Arkansas headquarters to offer one-on-one coaching sessions with workers known to support the union. The company calls them informational meetings. Pro-union workers here call it intimidation. Faced with limited direct access to workers, the UFCW is fighting back with an organizing hotline, a website, and other media.
Welcome back to Worker Voice Radio. My name is Harold Demery.
The union has bought time on a local AM radio station for a bi-weekly call-in show where Walmart employees can vent and ask questions.
Marty, we have a caller on the line, and he's an anonymous Sam's Club caller. Hello, are you there?
Yes. A couple of managers have been coming up to me and asking me, has so-and-so been talking to you, so-and-so been talking to you? Number one, I don't think it's legal for them to be questioning me that way.
That's true.
Number two, I refuse to tell them who, if anybody, I've been talking to, and they're making overtures to me like, you know, there could be repercussions, and I just look at them and say, don't go there.
Well, absolutely, that's against the law. They don't have a right to question you about any union activity or anyone else's union activity.
Another obstacle the union faces is the massive turnover rate. 70% of Walmart employees leave within the first year, according to the company's own surveys. The main reasons? Lack of recognition and inadequate pay. Kevin's a produce worker who's been with the company for nearly 7 years. He says the turnover works to Walmart's advantage.
They count on that. If you don't have people around when time comes for the vote, you're not going to win. They know it. You can't get to know everybody. It's like, well, here's a new produce guy 1 week later. I don't know him. It's crazy.
At one meeting, a Walmart worker asked an organizer, so how long's this union deal going to take? The UFCW's Harold Embry was vague. He told the worker, we'll only move ahead with a vote when we can win in all 14 stores at the same time. But that's likely to take years. Walmart knows that as it hones plans to build more stores in this booming stretch of Nevada desert. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Las Vegas.